Anjan Shalakaya. Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Mannatha Shri Jagannatho Madguru Shri Jagadguru Madatma Sarvabhutatma Tasmai Shri Gurave Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kansa Chaanura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam Yo Vaivedanscha Prahinoti Tasmai Tadvam Devam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Mumukchurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye. Dear devotees, today is Makar Sankranti, and on Makar Sankranti, the symbolic spiritual meaning is moving from darkness to light. Darkness means ignorance. Andhakar ka matlab hai agyan, bhranti. Aur prakash ka matlab hai asli gyan. The meaning of light is true knowledge, tatva gyan. So to move from darkness to light, just like the sun is right now, this is Sankranti. Sankranti means to cross from one area to another. So the sun does this 12 times in a year. There are 12 signs of the zodiac. So in this particular Sankranti called Makar Sankranti, it crosses into the Capricorn zodiac sign. And this marks the beginning of the sun's northern voyage. Now, because of the earth moving, the sun is going to rise farther and farther north each day. So the days will get longer and longer. So symbolically, this day shows moving from darkness towards light. One cannot move from darkness towards light without the help of a true guru. Guru ke bina andhakar se prakash ki or koi nahi ja sakta hai. Yehi guru ka matlab hai. Guru ki paribhasha yehi hai. Girati agyanam iti guru. Grinati gyanam iti guru. Gumrauti iti guru. The very definition of the word guru means the one who removes the darkness of ignorance, the one who gives the light of true knowledge, and in the end, it is the guru who removes the bondage of Maya. Maya is also represented by darkness, and God as light. So to move from darkness to light is only possible with the grace of a true guru. Now on this day, Makar Sankranti, we have to specially think about the word guru, jagadguru, and jagadgurutam. Guru, I just explained. Now, why do we have to learn about jagadguru and jagadgurutam? Because it is on this day that the fifth jagadguru and only jagadgurutam in the last 5,000 years received that title. So today I'm going to explain to you how this happened and how is that significant for us. Makar Sankranti ke din par hi Jagatguru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj ko apni Jagatguru upadhi mili thi. Jagatguru hi nahi, Jagatguru tam. To ab Jagatguru ka shabd samaj lijiye. Pehle to guru aap samaj gaye. Gu ka matlab hai andhakar aur ru ka matlab hai nikalne wala. ये गुरु है तो गुरु बहुत से होते हैं लेकिन जगत गुरु कम होते हैं गुरु तो पहले वेद के अनुसार दोनों श्रोत्रिय और ब्रह्मनिष्ठ होना चाहिए परीक्ष्य लोकान कर्मचितान ब्राह्मणो निर्वेद मायान नास्त्य कृतः कृतेन तद् विज्ञानार्थं सगुरुमेवाभिगच्छेत् समित्पाणि श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठं श्रोत्रिय का मतलब है शास्त्र वेद का पूर्ण ज्ञान हो और ब्रह्मनिष्ठ का मतलब है ब्रह्म में उसका निष्ठा हो उसकी निष्ठा हो यानी ब्रह्म से एकत्व हो गया ब्रह्म से तो थोड़ी भी दूरी नहीं रही आई थिंक वी आर गोइंग टू हैव टू मेक मोर रूम मूव दिस हारमोनियम ऑल द वे अप हियर ऑन द वुड इस माइक को भी आगे कर दो हाँ यहीं रख और आप लोग आगे आइए men also you can move forward and make space understood the meaning of the word guru and a true guru must be both learned in all the scriptures and God realized asli guru keval gyani hi nahi lekin bhagwat prapt hona chahiye lekin jagat guru kya hai sare jagat ka guru seedhi si baat hai A Jagat Guru, Jagat means the whole world. So, Jagat Guru means the one who is the Guru for the whole world. So you can understand that this must not happen very often. Although there may be at any one time many, many Gurus, true qualified Gurus on earth, although you only need one, but there could be many at any one time. But a Jagat Guru only comes every once in a while. How does one receive the title of Jagat Guru and what is this title? Why is it conferred upon someone? Jagat Guru ki upadhi kaise milti hai? Ye hota hai जब ऐसा कोई महापुरुष होता है, अवतरित महापुरुष, नित्य सिद्ध महापुरुष, ऐसे साधन सिद्ध महापुरुष को कभी नहीं जगत गुरु की उपाधि मिल सकती है। हम ही सब साधन सिद्ध महापुरुष बन सकते हैं, साधना करके अंतःकरण शुद्ध कर सकते हैं, फिर गुरु की कृपा के द्वारा हमको भगवान का आनंद, भगवान का प्रेम मिल सकता है, हम भी गुरु बन जाएंगे। लेकिन साधन सिद्ध महापुरुष वाले गुरु बनेंगे हम लोग। नित्य सिद्ध महापुरुष भगवान के लोक से आते हैं, अवतार लेके आते हैं, वो पहले से सदा से भगवत प्राप्त हैं, भगवान उनको भेजते हैं पृथ्वी पर। तो कभी कभी ऐसे नित्य सिद्ध महापुरुष अवतरित गुरुओं को इस जगत गुरु उपाधि मिलती है। केवल 5 बार हुआ है कलयुग में, 5000 वर्षों में केवल 5 महापुरुषों के को यह जगत गुरु उपाधि मिली है। This title of Jagat Guru has only been given to 5 descended saints who came from the divine abode on this earth in the last 5,000 years. So it doesn't happen very often. The very first one was Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. Now we usually add the title Adi Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. Adi means the first, because when Shankaracharya left the earth, he left someone in charge of his ashrams. He had 5 main ashrams. And each one of them received the title Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. And then when they left someone else in charge. They also received the title Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. So up till this day, there are 5 Jagat Guru Shankaracharyas in the world. But none of them are considered to be... When we speak of there's only 5 original Jagat Gurus, we're talking about the original Jagat Guru, whose title wasn't just passed down to him from his guru. No, no. All the saints and scholars of that time had to accept that person as Jagat Guru. That's why it happens so rarely. How often would all the scholars agree on one thing? You see, during the time of Shankaracharya, 2,500 years ago, Shankaracharya was actually the dissension of Bhagwan Shiv. Shankaracharya, Shankar Bhagwan ke avatar the. So, Jagat Guru Shankaracharya was quite young. He was 8 when he learned all the Vedas. He was 12 when he wrote his Bhashya, Brahma Sutra, Gita, and Upanishads. And then after writing his Bhashya, he went on what is called the Shankar Digvijay. He traveled all around India debating against all the different scholars. At that time, there were Jain and Bodh scholars a lot in India, because when Gautam Buddha had come, he had taught not to follow Vedas. That was also part of a divine plan. He himself was the dissension of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. But anyway, Shankaracharya ji debated against all of these scholars. And he defeated all of them in these shastrarth, in these scriptural debates. So they all accepted his philosophy that he was teaching. And through that, he reestablished the authenticity of Veda, and he made Sanatan Dharma again the most prevalent Dharma being followed in India. He's responsible for that. After Jagat Guru Shankaracharya, there was Jagat Guru Nimbarkacharya, Jagat Guru Ramanujacharya, Jagat Guru Madhvacharya, who was about 700 years ago. So between 2500 years ago when Shankaracharya came and 700 years ago when Madhvacharya came, we had those 4 original Jagadgurus, and they all establish their mutt, and there are their people who are ruling over their mutt or taking care of their mutt who have their title even to today. So there could be several Nimbarkacharyas, several Madhvacharyas, several Ramanujacharyas, several Shankaracharyas here in the world. But there were only the four original Jagadgurus. And they all got their title in the same way, by traveling around and defeating all the main scholars of that time. So we see that this is a very rare occurrence. Ye kabhi kabhi hota hai ki koi sare India ka digvijay kare aur sare Sanskrit ke vidwan usi ek mahapurush ko maan le ki इसका सिद्धांत सही है, हम शास्त्रार्थ नहीं कर सकते हैं इनसे, हम हार गए इनके आगे, सब एक मत से कह देते हैं, तभी कोई जगतगुरु बन सकता है। तो ये केवल चार बार हुआ था, लेकिन जब श्री कृपालु जी महाराज इस संसार में आए, तब छोटी उम्र में ही श्री कृपालु जी महाराज अपनी सर्वज्ञता प्रकट करने लगे। When श्री कृपालु जी महाराज came in this world, at a very young age, compared to other scholars, he started revealing his scriptural omniscience. In fact, he started doing that at the age of 32. But this varsh mein, 32 varsh ki umar mein, Shri Kripalu ji Maharaj ne pehli baar public lecture diya tha. So here's how it happened. Maharaj ji wished to reveal a reconciled form of the philosophy of Sanatana Dharma in the world. He saw that there's so much confusion. There are so many sampradaya. There are so many scholars and saints teaching so many different things. And if someone goes and tries to study our scriptures, they'll find so many, such a big variation from one scripture to the next. So how could someone know what is the right path to follow? How could someone remove their confusions? So Maharaj ji organized a big convention. Maharaj ji ne ek sant sammelan ayojit kiya tha 1955 mein Chitrakoot mein. Lekin Maharaj ji ne apna naam nahi likha hai, jo log bolne wale the अपना नाम नहीं लिखा। महाराज जी स्वागताध्यक्ष थे। महाराज जी gave himself the job of inviting and welcoming all the great speakers. So he invited the leaders from all the different sampradaya, all the great scholars, the jagadgurus, all of them were invited to this big sammelan in Chitrakoot. And since Maharaj ji was the organizer and welcomer, on the invitations, he himself wrote four questions that he wanted the speakers to come and answer. He thought it will be to the benefit of the public. If all these great scholars and saints come together, they can clear up these confusions that people have. So he wrote it on the invitations so the public knew ahead of time what was going to be addressed. And the lecturers who were coming, they also knew what questions they were going to have to address when they came. And this 16-day conference began. Now the problem was, nobody was addressing the questions that Maharaj ji put forth. And the public started to get restless. And they started to demand, why doesn't somebody answer these questions? Now those of you who are sitting here who have heard Sri Maharaj's lectures, when you hear the questions, you'll say, ye kaun si badi baat hai? Mujhe to maloom hai. हाँ क्योंकि आपने महाराज जी का प्रवचन इतनी बार सुना है इसलिए आपको पता है. लेकिन सोचिए इन बड़े बड़े संप्रदाय के अध्यक्षों को ये ज्ञान नहीं था. सो द क्वेश्चंस वर लाइक दिस. वन वाज ओके, वन वाज थ्री इन वन दैट यू नो वी हैव सो मेनी फॉर्म्स ऑफ गॉड डिस्क्राइब्ड इन आवर स्क्रिप्चर्स. Why so many forms? How are they interrelated? Which form should you worship? Are they all one? Are they all different? That was one question. Bhagwan ke itne roop kyon hain? And so that's 1A. 1B was itne marg kyon hain? Why are there so many different paths described in our scriptures? And C was this debate between nirakar and sakar brahm. Koi kehta hai ki nirakar ki brahm nirakar hi hai, koi kehta hai ki brahm sakar hi hai, aur dono prakar ki richa pai jati hai upanishadon mein. So is God formless or does God have a form? This was 1A, B and C. Then after that he had three more questions, like he referred to the past original Jagadgurus. Jagadguru Shankaracharya's Advaitvad and Nimbarkacharya's Dvaitadvaitvad and Ramanujacharya's Vishishtadvaitvad and Madhvacharya's Dvaitvad. So, can somebody explain these and make sense of them and reconcile them? Why are they all seeming to be so separate? इतना अंतर क्यों है? कोई इसका समन्वय करे? ये प्रश्न दो था. सोचिए इतना महाराज जी ने अच्छा बताया. फिर उन्होंने कहा कि तीसरा प्रश्न था कि कुछ हमारे ये this one was a very intellectual one. He said we have some granth like Purvamimansa where there's nothing about bhakti described. Only about doing yajna and going to swarg. तो हम जानते हैं, सभी जानते हैं कि स्वर्ग तो लक्ष्य नहीं है, स्वर्ग माया में अंतर्गत है. तो फिर ऐसा शास्त्र होने का क्या मतलब है? Why does such a scripture like Purva Mimansa even exist that only tells about going to swarg, doesn't even tell about God? There are several scriptures like this in our Sanatan Dharma. So can somebody explain that? That was question three. And question four, somebody explain the importance of bhakti and the characteristics of bhakti and refer to the six darshan shastras in doing so. These were Maharaji's four questions. To ab saat din beet gaye. Sola दिन का सम्मेलन था. सात दिन बिताने के बाद पब्लिक ने बहुत हल्ला मचाया कि कोई इन टॉपिक्स पर, इन विषयों पर नहीं बोल रहा है, सब अपना अपना बोल रहा है जैसे हमेशा बोलते हैं. तो कोई इसका इस पर बोले. So the public was getting restless, saying somebody has to answer these questions. So all these great saints, leaders of sampradayas, scholars who were gathered there, they had a meeting together and they decided, this young man, he's insulting us by putting these questions forth. He knew these questions were impossible to answer. Nobody has these answers. He has called us here and put forth these questions to make us look bad in front of the public. These cannot be answered. So they nominated one Mahatma in their group to go and tell Maharaji that either you yourself get up on the stage and give the answer or admit that these cannot be answered. Now Maharaji had his invitation. He couldn't invite himself to speak. He was the organizer of the conference. But they all, in not such a nice way, insisted that he should come and lecture. So Maharaji took up the challenge. There were 9 days remaining in the conference. So he told them, "Theek hai, main bolunga, lekin," see, in this, everybody was given 1 hour to lecture, and it was going on the whole day, one after another, after another, after another. So Maharaji said, first you have to give me prime time, I need the evening slot when the most people are here. And second, I need 2 hours, not just one. So Maharaji spoke for 2 hours for 9 days straight. In that, he answered all those four questions. And this was the first time that anyone had ever heard Maharaji give Sanskrit quotations. He had lectured, but only in private. He went to people's homes and led satsang, and he never gave any formal lectures. But if someone asked a question, he would answer. Sometimes he would give an answer that lasted many hours. But he never quoted any scriptures, not even the Ramayana. Never a single quotation. And then all of a sudden he's up there on the stage in Chitrakoot giving 2 hour lectures, Hindi lectures, but with Sanskrit quotations. So all of his longtime devotees who were there, they were amazed. I mean, they knew Maharaji was divine, so what's impossible for him? But this was the first time, this was something special for them. So there was somebody called Giridhar Shyam, who was the vice president of the Kashi Vidwat Parishad. Now this Kashi Vidwat Parishad, back in this time, in the 1950s, they were such an elite group of scholars that, imagine, none of them came to speak or listen to anything at this conference. That's how high these scholars were. इनको बोलने दो ये बच्चों का सम्मेलन है. We're the real professionals, the real experts, and in those days they were the elite body, topmost body of scholars, 500 Sanskrit scholars in Kashi. So one of them happened to be there, the vice president of the Kashi Vidwat Parishad, Giridhar Shyam. So he heard Sri Maharaji lecture and he went back to the Kashi Vidwat Parishad aur itni prashansa ki hai Maharaji ki ki sab ne socha ki aisa to asambhav hai. How is it possible for a 32-year-old to have so much knowledge of all the scriptures to be able to reconcile all that knowledge and answer all those questions? Itne shastra ved ka gyan ho aur uska samanvay bhi kare. और 32 वर्ष का आदमी हो ये असंभव है. तो अगले साल महाराज जी ने दूसरा सम्मेलन आयोजित किया था कानपुर में. तो उस सम्मेलन में फिर से सबको आमंत्रण किया था महाराज जी ने, सबको बुलाया फिर से. इस बार उन्होंने अपना नाम भी लिखा है कि मैं भी बोलूंगा. और चुपके से काशी विद्वत परिषद ने अपना लीडर भेजा, राज नारायण शट शास्त्री. ही वॉज द चेयरमैन, द सेक्रेटरी जनरल ऑफ द काशी विद्वत परिषद. उनको सीक्रेटली भेजा. तो क्यों भेजा? महाराज जी को सुनने के लिए. सो ऑन द फर्स्ट डे व्हेन महाराज जी was getting ready to lecture, he noticed that, oh, Giridhar Sharma ji baithe hain, sabse bade vidwan hain. So Maharaj ji noticed and he asked him, you know, you should also, how could such a big scholar, the greatest scholar of all, you should also be lecturing here? So गिरिधर शर्मा जी ने कहा कि मैं आपके बाद बोलूंगा. उनका उनकी मंशा थी कि आप बोलेंगे फिर मैं काटूंगा, सबके सामने काटूंगा, बस बात खत्म. सब कृपालु जी महाराज कह रहे हैं, इतनी बड़ी प्रशंसा कर रहे हैं, मैं एक घंटे में काटूंगा. तो महाराज जी ने कहा ठीक है आप मेरे बाद बोलिए. तो महाराज जी ने पहला दिन अपना प्रवचन बोले. सो आफ्टर महाराज जी प्रवचन ऑन दैट फर्स्ट डे, गिरिधर शर्मा जी केम अप ऑन द स्टेज एंड ही जस्ट सेड मैं कल बोलूंगा और कल मैं आपसे पहले बोलूंगा. just from hearing one lecture of Maharaji's, he's decided, I'm not speaking today. And actually, jab Maharaji bolne ke liye baithe, to Shatshastri, unhone apna notepad nikala, aur ek kalam haath mein liya, ki aap jitne galtiyan bolenge, main likhunga, aur wo sab kaatunga. लेकिन उनका कलम तो चला ही नहीं. तो अगला दिन उनको पहले बोलना था, तो सामने बैठे मंच पर और महाराज जी भी अपना पैड और पेन निकाला सुनने के लिए. लेकिन क्या बोले, महाराज जी की प्रशंसा ही. सो व्हेन दिस Shatshastri Raj Narayanji, he started talking. He only praised Maharaji. In fact, his whole part of his lecture is printed in Premras Siddhant. Ab Premras Siddhant ke pehle bhag mein dekhiye, jo bhi Raj Narayan Shatshastri ji ne kaha tha, wo sab likha hai. So he praised Maharaji, saying that we scholars of Kashi are so proud of our learning, we don't go to listen to anybody. And whoever we go and listen to, we test them with making them do Shastrarth. We debate against them and argue with them. We try to make them look bad, basically make ourselves look good. And he said, this is not an ordinary person. This person doesn't have a material mind. He has a divine mind, and you're all very lucky to be listening to him. So he gave just a lecture on Maharaji, and once Maharaji realized he's just praising me, Maharaji just snuck out of there. So then what happened? Of course, Maharaji spoke every day during that conference, but the main outcome of that was Raj Narayan Shatshastri, the Secretary General of the Kashi Vidwat Parishad, he also went back to Kashi Vidwat Parishad and started praising Maharaji. So now all of them are saying, jo bhi jata hai, wo mantra mugdh hoke laut aata hai. Kya baat hai? Bulao isko. Yeah, they said, just enough of this. Invite him to come here and give a lecture in front of all of us, and then we'll see. So you see, Maharaji has already, without even debating, he's defeated all the leaders of all the various sampradaya, because they couldn't answer his questions. They challenged him to answer it, and he answered it. And now all the great scholars of Kashi Vidwat Parishad are challenging him, come and give us a lecture. So Maharaji went over there, and for 9 days he lectured in Sanskrit. No one had ever heard him lecture in Sanskrit. And just sat there on the first day and started lecturing in Sanskrit. So normally what happens is, if you've got 500 of the topmost scholars over there, you have scholars of each specific individual scripture. There's nobody who's a general scholar. Somebody specializes, just like you get your PhD in something, you get a fellowship in something, you specialize in one area. So someone is expert, not just in Brahma Sutra, no, in Sri Bhashya of Brahma Sutra. They don't know the other Bhashyas of Brahma Sutra. They're expert in one thing, and they know that in and out. So if anybody tries to give some quotation from that scripture they know, look out. They're ready to challenge. So you had experts in Gita, experts in Darshan Shastras, experts in this Upanishad and that Upanishad and this Puran. All the experts together in one place, all the specialists. And there's Maharaji, 34 years old at this time in 1957, and he's lecturing in Sanskrit in front of all of these scholars who are 60, 70, 80 years old, lifelong scholars. So they're thinking, this is a young man, what is he going to know in front of my expertise? And the idea was, of course, that they would start debating against Maharaji. They would find something they didn't agree with. They would go up on stage and debate against him and hopefully embarrass him and let everybody see that nobody is greater than the scholars of Kashi. But what happened was, on the first day after Maharaj's lecture, Maharaj ji ne kaha ki agar kisi ko shastrarth karna hai, aaiye manch par aaiye. If anybody wants to debate anything, please come up. Now's the chance. Nobody came on the first day. Imagine 500 scholars sitting there. Nobody came. Nobody said a word. Nobody came on the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, all the way to the end. So now they're getting more and more humbled in front of Maharaj. Nobody, imagine all these experts. Not a single one of them is willing to go and debate even a single point he's making. So they had a meeting on the last day and they said, if none of us is willing to debate anything against him, according to our tradition, we have to ask him to accept the title of Jagadguru. So then they agreed unanimously. There was no debate in that matter either. So they went and Raj Narayan Shat Shastri, he offered that title to Sri Maharaji. And then after that, Sri Maharaji became Jagadguru in 1957 on this very day. That actually happened on Makar Sankranti of 1957. So this day is known as Jagadguru Divas. But not just Jagadguru Divas, but Jagadguru Uttam Divas. Uttam means supreme. Because even in this day, of course, as I mentioned, there are many Jagadgurus, right? But are any of them the Adi Jagadguru? No. So in comparison to them, Maharaji is the Adi Jagadguru, Shri Kripaluji Maharaj. So he is Uttam as compared to all of them. But even he is Uttam compared to the other four Adi Jagadgurus. Why? Why did Kashi Vidwat Parishad consider him to be even higher than the other Jagadgurus? Because they all taught their own philosophy without reconciling it with the other Jagadgurus who had gone before them. Only Sri Maharaji did that. That's why they also gave him a title, Nikhil Darshan Samanvayacharya. Samanvay means to reconcile. He reconciled the theories of all the scriptures and all the past Jagadgurus and all the sampradayas. So he gave respect to all of their teachings and all of their writings, and he explained how it all fits together. He was the first and only one to do that. So it's not a coincidence that he became Jagadguru and Jagadguru Tam on this day of Makar Sankranti, where symbolically it represents moving from darkness to light. What could better represent the importance of Sri Maharaj's dissension here in this world and his gracious acceptance of receiving the title of Jagadguru Tam so that he could make this knowledge available to the whole world. So through Sri Maharaj's teachings, how many people's confusion has been removed? Sri Maharaji ke pravachanon se aur kitabon se kitne logon ki bhranti samapt ho gayi hai, kitne logon ke prashnon ka uttar mila hai TV ke madhyam se ya face to face pravachan sunne se ya Maharaji ki kitabon ke ko padhne se, kitne logon ko सही तत्व ज्ञान मिल गया है. इसलिए मकर संक्रांति के दिन पर हम ये भी याद करते हैं कि इसी दिन पर श्री कृपाल जी महाराज को इस जगद्गुरुतम उपाधि को मिला था, और वो उनके लिए नहीं था, ये उपाधि महाराज जी के लिए नहीं थी, वो हमारे लिए थी. महाराज जी didn't become जगद्गुरु because he needed some name and fame. No, he accepted the title because up until that point, Maharaji quietly was going around doing satsang in the homes of lucky devotees. But after accepting the title of Jagadguru, he accepted the responsibility of making this knowledge, the true and correct knowledge, available to everybody all over the world. So he lived up to his title of Jagadguru. That's how someone from Canada can get the knowledge, and someone living in America can get the knowledge, someone living in Trinidad and Guyana can get the knowledge. All over the world, people are getting the true knowledge of Sanatan Dharma because Maharaji accepted the responsibility of being Jagadguru. Boli Jagadguru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj ki. Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki. So we'll be getting the opportunity to do Abhishek of Shri Maharaji. We're going to bring a smaller murti of Shri Maharaji out now. And we'll be doing kirtan during this time as well. So we can just, you don't all have to line up at the same time. When you see the line getting a little short, you can also join it and you can come and do Abhishek of Shri Maharaji. After that, we'll offer the bhog and then we'll have our dinner prasad.